you, Brother Mark. I love you, brother. Appreciate you, man. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Father, for your goodness, kindness, and tender mercies. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sally and I are so honored to be here. We appreciate your pastors. Amen. Amen. Appreciate each one of you. Thank you guys for helping. Ministry of Helps. I mean, you know, a lot of times people don't see everybody behind the scene, but we greatly appreciate everybody that comes and helps. With all the Ministry of Helps, please stand up. You've helped here at the local church some way. We want to honor you, appreciate you. Thank you, guys. Thank you very much. It is greatly, greatly, greatly appreciated. Amen. And it takes everybody doing their part for us to be able to get all this done, right? Amen. Praise God. Well, this evening, we had some things on our heart to do. And God had talked to us about the thing we talked about last night, about voices. How many of y'all enjoyed that? Amen. We're learning what fear sounds like and what it feels like, aren't we? Poverty, lack, things along that line. But then my wife this morning, how many of y'all enjoyed that about the blessing? That'll help us, right? Amen. And so the Lord talked to me and he said, I'd like for you to continue along that line, because how many know we're not fearful? And we do believe we're living in a good place. There was a couple of songs that, I don't know, I didn't bring my phone up. Do you have it, hon? I might have it. But there was a couple of songs that we wanted to sing, and so that they'll be recorded. Not, how many know, many should record, but quite a few of us shouldn't. Amen. Amen. So, my wife told me one time, you sing in the key of Ara. There Ara no key there. Amen. She wasn't being mean. She's just being honest. Amen. But I want to sing this song. You want to come help me, honey? No. But it's a song... I think it was Brother Terry Matthews, he used to pastor in Albuquerque, that sang it. I think it was him. But we'll sing this one, and then we'll sing one that God gave me and my wife a few years ago. This one is titled The Blessing. The blessing, the blessing, the blessing is on me. The prospering anointing that causes me to succeed. I'm appointed unto increase. Failure's not on me. Hallelujah, the blessing is on me. Now, how many of you know the word blessing is not just a word? It actually carries the ability and power of God. Then God gave me and my wife a song. This has been several years ago. And I'll sing it so that it's recorded, and then if you have it, or if you want it, it'll be there. But it says, I found a new way of living. I found a new life divine. No more a sweating and a toiling, but living by blessing divine. God's given revelation, living like children divine. In this way of living, God says living rich is fine. Allowing the Holy Ghost to lead me, renewing my mind with the Word. It's becoming more real daily. It no longer seems absurd. Oh, thank you, precious Father, for being so patient with us. Now that we can see it, you can depend on us. Amen. Hallelujah. So tell two or three people, I am blessed by God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. If you have this book, I don't know if it's still black on the cover, but it's Kenneth E. Hagin's book, I Believe in Visions. And in this book on page 114, Jesus appears to Brother Hagin. And in this book, there are several of the visitations. And he will tell you what Jesus actually sat down and talked to him about. Now, people have asked before, do you really think Jesus appeared to him? Well, I do. I believe it. Brother Hagin, when he was here, he was an honest man. I believe Jesus did appear to him. And he never, ever tried to benefit from it other than bringing those revelations like Paul did. Yes, sir. Jesus appeared to Paul and talked to him because he talked about in 2 Corinthians 12, he knew a man in Christ, whether in the body couldn't tell, out of the body couldn't tell, such a one caught up to the third heaven, heard words not lawful, such a man as myself should hear. Yes. And he goes through the whole thing. Well, through that, we have recorded in the epistles, it's called the Pauline Revelations. Yes, yes, yes. Well, when Jesus appeared to Brother Hagin, he told him these things, and out of those came the authority of the believer, the book about the triumphant church, this book, I Believe in Visions, the other book, How to Be Led by the Spirit, different ones. But in one of the heavenly visitations, Brother Hagin says, as the Lord sat there by my bed, he said, if you will learn to follow this inward witness, everybody say, inward witness. Inward witness. He said, I will help you in all the affairs of your life. If my children will listen to me, how many of y'all are born again and saved?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Then how many know he's talking to us?
Yes,
if my children will listen to me, I will make them wealthy. Contrary to what some of us Pentecostals think.
Yes.
It's the gospel.
Yes, sir.
Then he said, I will make them wealthy. I'm not opposed to their being rich. I'm opposed to them being covetous.
Yes, sir.
That's what it's in the book, page 114.
Amen.
So look over at somebody and say, I'm going to learn how to be better led by the inward witness. How many of y'all besides me have ever missed it? But we don't saul up and get mad. We just mark that down. That voice was the wrong one. We're going to do better.
Yes.
Right? Amen. Hallelujah. If you got your Bibles tonight, open them up. 1 Samuel chapter 2, please. We're going to talk to you actually about the blessing.
Amen.
And, you know, we learned years ago and are still learning that, you know, you've heard somebody sneeze and sometimes what will people say? God bless you. And then we will greet people. How are you doing? I am what?
Blessed.
And years ago, I remember we were in another state at a meeting. And I was driving the van. There were several of us that we had invited to go to this meeting to us or with us. And I opened the van and there I stepped out and there was, I think it was a $100 bill. Laying on the ground. And it's cash, and nobody's around. Nobody's claiming. And so I picked it up, and somebody made the comment, and it says, oh, what a blessing. And God had me talk to them, because a lot of times people see a nice home or a beautiful car, and they said, oh, that's such a blessing. No, it's not the blessing.
Amen.
The blessing actually is an ability and a power of God up on you to produce increase.
Amen.
When you see things, that is not the blessing, that is the manifestation of it. Amen. So when we say we're blessed, we ought to start seeing some manifestations of it. Amen. And you say, well, I'm not doing real good right now. How many know? Just stay around, stay with it. Keep doing the same thing, because how many know the Word of God will work?
Yes, sir.
Amen, when we work it. So, here in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30, we'll pray and then we'll get right into it. Father, this evening we love and thank you and praise you. We thank you for the opportunity to gather around the Word. We thank you, Father, that us that are in this congregation tonight, we're so grateful and thankful we're not left to just hear what I would know. It would be one-sided. It would be so limited, so small. So we turn to him who was given the instruction by the head of the church to be a revealer of truth and the teacher to the body of Christ. Holy Ghost, sir, we recognize you as the third person of the Trinity. God, we understand that he will not reveal or say anything except he sees or hears from you. So as you have told him to reveal certain things to us, and we've cherished them, we've took them and counted them as valuable, then you, sir, seeing the honor in responding to the things you have revealed, you honor us by revealing more. So we thank you for these things tonight. We will see things possibly we've already saw, but I thank you, Father, you have the ability to add to it. Amen. And we give you all praise, all glory, and all honor for it. In Jesus' name, everybody agreed, said amen.
Amen.
In 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30, at the middle of the verse down, it says, "Be it far from me, for them that honor me," correct? Now this is about God, correct?
Yes.
"Be it far from me, for them that honor me," what's God say?
"I will honor,
and they that despise me shall be what?
Lightly
esteemed." The Living Bible says, "I will honor only those who honor me." And then I wrote this down. You can despise something by simply ignoring it. You remember, I told you guys, we were in Silsbee, Texas, and I spent 7 years probably or better studying on the subject of healing, divine healing, walking in health. And the Lord finally come to me and he said, excuse me, he said, "What are you going to do about biblical prosperity?" I said, "Well, I wasn't going to do nothing." He said, "You're a healthy little booger," but he said, "You're so broke you can't get out of town."
Yes, amen.
Really, that's what he told me. Letting me know that even though not just healing, but other stuff was available through the Gospels. You remember the Gospel messages?
Yes, sir.
We ask you which is the most important Gospel message. It depends on whether you're saved or not.
Yes, sir.
What's the best Gospel message somebody lost? How to be saved. What's the best Gospel message to a Christian that's broke? You don't have to be poor no more.
Amen.
What's the best Gospel message to a Christian that's struggling with healing? How to be healthy. So you have to hear every Gospel message. We saw in Galatians 3 one time that it says the Gospel was preached to Abraham.
Yes, sir.
Amen. It literally says that.
Yes, sir.
Then in Hebrews 4, 1 and 2, it says the Gospel message that was preached to the Israelites did not profit them, but the same Gospel message is preached to us today.
Yes, sir.
Well, there couldn't have been no Gospel message about how to be born again to the Israelites.
Yes, sir. Amen.
So what God preached to them? You can be prosperous.
Yes,
you can be free. You can have your own place.
Yes,
you can come into the land of abundance.
Yes,
glory to God.
Amen.
Well, then you come over to the New Testament. How many know we get the Gospel message how to be not just servants? We get the message about how to be kids.
Yes,
amen. Glory to God. So then, when he talks about these things, he told me, he said, you're going to have to look at the Word of God about prosperity to enjoy it. Just because you're one of my kids and it belongs to you doesn't mean it'll fall on you like ripe cherries off of a tree.
Amen.
You're going to have to find out what it says and then choose to believe it and walk in it.
Yes, sir.
My wife was talking this morning about how faith comes, Romans 10, 17.
Yes.
So then faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. He asked me that question, and we've shared that here before. He said, how come hearing is in that verse twice? I have finally figured out over the years when God asked me a question, even though I think I know the answer, he wouldn't bother to ask me if I did.
Yes.
So I have enough sense to answer. I thought I knew, but undoubtedly I don't. You're asking me, will you please help me see what you see?
Yes.
And he said, you said faith comes when people hear the word. I said, that's right, I have. He said, isn't it interesting in Mark chapter 6 that when my son was on earth, he preached in his hometown and no faith come.
Yes, amen.
So he said, you need to quit telling people just because they heard the gospel or the word that they have faith.
Yes.
He said, that's why in one crowd, everybody can hear the same message, but everybody won't get faith from it because some will choose not to believe what they hear.
Amen.
But everybody that'll believe what they hear now has some kind of measure of faith in
amen.
That area. Amen. So Tap somebody on the shoulder next to you and tell them, say, I'm going to get faith about prosperity tonight. Amen. Amen. So he says here in 1 Samuel 2:3, he says again, I will honor those that honor me, right?
Yes.
And they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed.
Yes.
So I was lightly esteeming the prosperity message.
Yes. Amen.
I was.
Yes.
Because, you know, we've been asked the question, Brother Ricky, do you really think it takes all that? Yeah, it does. I've discovered that when we travel, you can call Southwest, United, or whoever, and you can call rental places and tell them we're going to be preaching the gospel, we're going to be doing a camp meeting. We don't, but you could. And, you know, none of them would ever say, oh, you're a preacher? Well, it don't cost you nothing.
Yeah.
They'd be like, we need your credit card number.
Yes.
Are you with me? And so to go to places, wherever God would tell you to go, you go without asking anything of that group of people.
Yes.
Amen. Are you with me?
Yes.
This is our livelihood. Are you with me? So in that, you never ask or demand or set a price. How many of you know? See, the thing of it is in this, in honoring God, God will ask you to do something, and then in return, anything God values or counts as valuable, as soon as you or me will do the same, then in return, He will honor us.
Amen.
But the exact same way I treat His word,
yes, sir,
His message,
amen,
anything that's valuable to Him, the way I treat His stuff,
yes,
is exactly how He will treat me,
amen,
my things,
yes,
and things that are valuable to me.
Amen.
According to that.
Yes,
so if I want God to get involved in our real estate or our projects or our ministry or whatever, then what should I get involved in with Him? Things He's asked me,
yes,
to do. When does God need you? When He needs you.
Yes.
And have you ever figured out? He usually will ask you at the most inconvenient times.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
But if God chooses to ask you, He's honoring you, not trying to deplete from you. Because
yes,
as you honor Him, Him in return will honor you. I'll give you a real quick example. Years ago, we were in, hon, where's that place we go preach in Canada? On Ontario? Mississauga?
Mississauga.
It's a suburb of Ontario. And we were there and we were preaching. And we preached hard and we've been several meetings. And it's a pretty good flight back. And I told Sally, I said, you know what? I said, I'm going to call the airlines and just see about flying home first class. And so I called them, and they, and of course, it was the next day we're leaving, and they said, well, it'll be about $3,000 more. Well, we could have paid it.
Yes.
The money don't dictate to us where we go or don't.
Yes, sir.
And so we could have paid it, but I'm just like, you know, you don't get there no faster. It's just that you're not rested as well.
Yes, sir.
And so I told her, and we said, I'm not going to do it. And she said, yeah, that's quite a bit. And so we get in the car. The pastors come pick us up. And we're getting ready to go eat. And he says, I'm on the phone just a sec, get in the car. So we're driving. He's doing business stuff. And he's not being dangerous or nothing, but he was on a call waiting outside the motel. And we get in. And he finishes up. And he says, God talked to me about making sure you flew home first class.
Yes.
Listen. Because you honored Him,
yeah,
to come. He don't know.
Yeah.
He don't know. Because you honored me, you and your, yes, wife, to come up here and preach and give us a good word and took time to study and prepare. We didn't play the whole time we were there.
Yeah. Amen.
He says, God said, honor you and fly you back. And He took care of it. It was $3,000, but when He clicked on it, I don't even remember what it was. Yeah, like $300 a person. It said it's $3,000. When He clicked on it to reserve it, it was $300 a person.
Amen.
So then God honored Him by honoring,
yes,
us. But God honored us because we honored Him,
yes,
first.
Sir.
This has to do with tithe and offering too.
Yes, sir.
Honor me with the first fruits.
Yes, sir.
You honor him, glory to God on the job, you'll be the first one to get honored.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Okay, we got more than this one verse. We're going to have to hurry up. Y'all keep dragging all this out. Okay, now, he says, be it far from me, for them that honor me, I will honor. When will God honor you or me? First. Right? And then they that despise me shall be what, God said?
Lightly esteemed.
Now, the same way that I treat God's word, his things, now everybody say his gifts. Things that are valuable to him, in the same way he will treat me and my things. What are some of God's gifts? See, I would preach prosperity. Because I thought it was a side issue.
Amen.
Got quiet. Let me come over here and see how this group is. You can ask my wife. For years, I didn't preach about prosperity. I was after healing, victory, going to the enemy's camp, taking back. And so it was, I had my stuff, then the devil had my stuff. And then 6 months out of the year, I'd get my stuff. 6 months out of the year, we're fighting to get it back. We'd end up the end of the year, and we're still at equal.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. And so, you know, I wouldn't preach about it. And he says, you don't honor my gift of prosperity.
Yes, sir.
That is called the blessing.
Amen.
He said, you ought to look. You start in Genesis.
Yes, sir.
Genesis 1:26. God says, I will bless them. Abraham, he said, I will bless you. And he preached the gospel message to him.
Yes. Amen.
Ephesians 1:3, he hath blessed us with all spiritual blessing. And it ain't a word. We're going to show you in a minute. Esau and Jacob, Jacob valued the blessing.
Yes.
And it actually transferred from Esau to him. So it can't just be a word. It has to have substance, tangibility. And so it transferred to Jacob.
Yes, sir.
And then we'll show you. How many of y'all have ever read Malachi? Or if you're Italian, Malachi. Malachi. How many of y'all ever read Malachi 1, chapter 1, verse 1, before you get over to 3 about the windows of heaven? Do you know who it's written about? Esau and Jacob. It says so. And he talks about Esau's descendants, which was the word red, Edomites, were impoverished because he refused or despised the blessing of God, which would have took care of him and his descendants the rest of his life. But he chose to resist the blessing, so him, his kids, and his grandkids all had to just work for other people.
Yes, sir.
Yes, says so in Malachi.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Tell two people, not me.
Not me.
Not me. Not me. I'm going to enjoy the blessing. Amen. Tell somebody, I ain't scared of biblical prosperity. Amen. Glory to God. All right, go with me if you would. Romans chapter 13, verse 7. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 13, verse 7 and 8. We'll look at them in the NLT. And I've noticed the other day, it was yesterday actually, my iPad that my wife got me several years ago, I used to think it was broke because I didn't know how to operate it. Some of y'all, you're going to get revelation how prosperity works. You thought it was broke.
Yeah.
But you're the only one broke, but the blessing works.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. But it's been trying to update. It says you need 5 new... I won't let my stuff update.
Yes, sir.
I got the old laptop I've carried for over, I don't know how long, long time, 15 years. And it's crazy. All my translations are so different from everybody else's because they took words out and added stuff and tried to water it down. I won't let it.
Yes, sir. Amen.
It's my stuff.
Yes, sir.
I don't have to have updates.
Amen.
I'm going to believe in the blood of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to believe in biblical prosperity.
Yes,
I'm going to believe in these things.
Yes,
now, so he says here in the NLT, now in this one, it should read close. It says, give to everyone what you owe them. Pay your taxes, import duties. Give respect and honor to whom all is due. But it says here to who all are in authority. See, they've already changed that. But who is, or to whom is due reverence, respect, honor? I'm finished. Y'all can answer. Okay. To who? To whom all it's due. Oh. Who should be the number one that we give reverence and respect and honor to? Thank you. And his things.
Yes, sir.
People have took these two verses, and the only thing they got out of it is you shouldn't be in debt.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah.
You know what you need to do? And I never tell people what they should do except this time. Be led by the Spirit of God.
Yes.
That's what you should do.
Yes, sir.
You should not ask other people what you do. It's good to have wisely counsel, but be led by the Holy Ghost. He's the only one inside of you that should lead your life.
Amen.
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 So he says, pay your taxes, government fees to those who collect them. Give respect, honor to those who are in authority. And in my NLT, it says, give to everyone what you owe them. Everybody, if you would, say everyone.
Everyone.
Then he says, pay your import. Or pay your taxes, import duties, give respect, honor to whom all is due. And then 13:8 says, pay all of your debts.
Yes, sir.
See, here it says, owe nothing to anyone except your obligation to love one another. That's good, but yet pay all your debts. Now, I'm going to give you an example. We go up to New York City, and we used to go into Manhattan. We hadn't went in a few years. We'd go ride the suburb and different things and just say we'd done it and walk over and walk around there. And it was amazing that if you get on some of these things to ride, that there, if there was a bunch of younger folks sitting, if elderly people come on to the train, nobody got up.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Or you come to a door and nobody held the door for the ladies.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Now I'm going to ask you a question. What is that a lack of? Honor or respect or reverence.
Yes, sir.
See, if you don't know you owe something,
yes, sir,
you won't pay it.
Yes, sir. Amen. Amen.
A lack of teaching at home brought that about, but they don't think they owe that.
Yes, amen.
But you have to remember this is in the Bible.
Yes, sir.
So it's going to carry more than just being kind to folk.
Amen.
So if I owe God reverence, so people ask us a lot of times, why do you dress like you do when you're minister? Because I'm fixing to handle something that's valuable to me.
Yes,
the word and the anointing.
Amen.
Well, it don't take all of that. For you, it don't.
Yeah.
Because you and I have different values.
Yes. Amen.
I will not bring the word of God common. It is precious.
Amen.
It is valuable. It rescued us.
Amen.
It keeps us.
Yes.
We go all over everywhere. People say, aren't you afraid to travel? No, we're led.
We're led.
We're not prideful. We're not presumptuous. We don't just bull our way in. If God says go, we're protected. If he says don't go, we don't go. Not out of fear, but out of leadership. I love in the old covenant when they said, God, if you're going, we're going. If you ain't going, we ain't going. That's how we live. Amen?
Amen.
So in that, in understanding, I owed God reverence, respect and honor to the message of prosperity. I didn't get to choose one particular piece of the gospel.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I can only live by some of the gospel, but the other areas of my life will be lacking.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen.
And it's not God's fault. You say, well, do you have scripture for it? Absolutely. Exodus 12, it says, when they're getting ready, which is a type and shadow of the coming Messiah.
The literal lamb.
But when John saw Jesus, he called him what? The Lamb of God. Bringing forth the fulfillment. Jesus said, I'm not coming to do away with the law. I'm the fulfillment of it. Look at somebody and say, I'm not living in types and shadows. I'm living in the fulfillment. So when they were there, they said, according to your household, get a lamb. And if you don't have enough people to consume the whole lamb, then he said, invite your friends over. But he said, make sure all of it is consumed. Is that correct?
Yes.
So he talked to me and Sally. He told me, he said, you need to quit just eating the back legs.
Yes, sir. Amen.
You need to start eating everything the lamb got for you.
Amen.
He said, you can pick and choose what part of him you want.
Yes, sir.
But he said, he not only bore your sins, but he also took stripes and bore your sickness, your disease. And in 2 Corinthians 8:9 says, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
yes,
that though he was so very rich, he became so very poor that you and me through his poverty might be made rich.
Yes.
People have tried to challenge us on it, and we won't fight about it. I'm not going to fight people over it because I know I'm right and they're wrong. But you know, but you know they'll say, well, Brother Ricky, that's spiritual. You can't tell me if you're prospering spiritually, it will not, it should show up out here. If you are full of joy and peace and health and victory, it ought to show up. Amen. You know, when people sitting around, I'm just full of joy. You're like, you need to notify your face. Amen. So, how do I owe God honor for his gifts? By willing to at least dig around in them and find out about them. What are they? What's available through them? Go to Genesis chapter 25, please. Y'all okay? All right. Genesis chapter 25. And let's look, start in verse 29. We'll go down through 34 in the Amplified. Genesis chapter 25, 29 through 34 Amplified. It says, Jacob was boiling pottage, lentil stew, one day when Esau come from the field and was faint with hunger. Esau said to Jacob, I beg of you, let me have some of that red lentil stew to eat, for I am faint and famished. That is why his name was called Edom, or red. Okay? See it up there? In parentheses. And then he says, Jacob answered, then sell me today your birthright. Now I need you to make a note of that. What Jacob asked for?
Birthright.
Rights of the firstborn.
Yes, sir.
Birthright.
Yes, sir.
I'll show you in Hebrews 12 and Romans chapter 9, 4,000 years later, God still ticked how Esau handled the blessing. Because he said it was something to make you prosperous and take care of your whole life, but you thought it was a side issue with me.
Yes, amen. Yes.
Jacob saw the birthright as valuable. People thought, oh, he tricked him out of it.
No, he didn't.
He told him, sell it to me.
Yeah, and he did.
Esau should have said, all right, $5,000. At least that would have gave him a few months to live. He sold it for a quarter cent bowl of soup.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Amen. Now, tell me that's not despising a gift God gave.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen.
So disrespectful. That's why when we come to, well, I won't go there right now. Yeah, okay. Now, so he says then, 31, then sell me today your birthright. Then in parentheses of mine, it says the rights of the firstborn. Everybody say, rights of the firstborn.
Rights of the firstborn.
What's it say about you in Hebrews 12, about verse, I don't remember exactly where it's at. It's Hebrews 12 something, about verse 23 maybe. He says, you are the church of the
firstborn.
This transferred over.
Yes, sir.
I got rights as the firstborn.
Hallelujah.
Now tell me that in this time, this was a gift from God. So the eldest son, when he was born, what did he get? Everything. Everything the father had was available to him.
Yes, sir.
This was called the blessing.
Yes, sir.
And Esau said, we're going to read it. What good will this right that God give me do me? I'm about to starve. I've been hunting or wherever he was at, field or something, messing around for a day, and I've missed two meals.
Yeah.
He ain't starving.
No.
And he said, what good? Now listen, now it starts sounding like some Christians we know. And I'm not being critical, but it's the truth. Well, I know you're always talking about that sowing and reaping and this and that and the other, but you got to understand, I can't pay my rent. Well, now we know why.
Yes, sir.
Because you're so disrespectful to a power or ability, now may I say a gift, that God gave everyone that's born again to provide for them.
Amen.
Okay. So he says, Esau said, see here, I'm at the point of death. What good can this birthright do me? Everybody say, despise. Jacob said, swear to me today that you are selling it to me. He swore to Jacob, and he did what? Can you sell the blessing? You know, if you reject it, others can get it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen.
That's why we say in messages before in service, if you don't want what's available, what shows up tonight, just let us know. We'll take it.
Yes, sir. I'll take it every time. Amen. Yes, sir.
Sometimes it'll skip over a generation because that generation don't believe in it.
Yes, sir.
And it will skip, but God will find somebody in that family that will take him up on it. Look at somebody and say, not me. I want the blessing of God. Remember my wife said this morning, we'll get to it, Galatians 3:13, Christ redeemed us from the curse of law, being made a curse for us. Then verse 14 in the LOT says, so that the same blessing that God promised to Abraham might come on the Gentiles. How many know we were Gentiles, but we ain't Gentiles no more. We are believers. We are children of God. So the same blessing God gave Abraham,
yes, sir,
that he gave Adam.
Yes, sir.
Just look, it goes through the whole lineage. He talked about, I will bless, I will bless, I will bless.
Amen. Yes, sir.
He told Adam, he said, I will bless you, be fruitful, multiply, and fill the whole earth.
Yes, sir.
By the blessing or my ability.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So then he says, Jacob says, swear to me today that you're selling it to me. He swore to Jacob. He sold him his birthright. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and stew of lentil. He ate and drank, rose up, and went his way. Now look at this part. Thus Esau scorned his what? As? Yeah. Go to Romans 9, please. Romans 9. See, we've had people, what does shame mean? When people try to shame you? Usually it's to get you off of something.
Yes.
To try to make you feel less than what you actually are.
Yes, sir.
They will shame you.
Yes, sir.
Meaning, when Paul said in Romans, I am not ashamed of the gospel, because if you study, there were those trying to shame him to quit teaching it.
Yes.
Amen. This stuff we're hearing, it's almost too good to be true.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. We want people held in a place. We want them to look to us and all that. How many know we need to teach people to look to God?
Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir. Teach them what's available from the Word of God. Yes. Get them to asking Jesus, what did you get for me?
Yes.
Show me.
Yes.
Reveal to me in the Word of God.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Romans 9:13, please. It says, as it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. How many thousand years are we from Genesis 25? About 4. Do you believe God spoke by the Holy Ghost and had the holy men of old write as they were inspired by the Holy Ghost?
Yes.
Why would God still be bringing this up? Because he so despised the gift of the firstborn or the blessing.
Yes,
and 4,000 years later, he's still talking about it.
Yes, sir.
You know, what little bit we traveled, not so much now, but we used to, there would be people tell us, say, well, you know, we'd rather you not preach about prosperity here. We don't believe in it. You could look around and you could say, I believe it.
Yeah.
You know, and the pastor is the highest office of a local church. You don't do what they, you do what they say. Are you with me? But the thing of it is, the only way to get people to move on it is to teach about it and give them an opportunity to believe it.
Yes.
Right? So God said there, and Paul recorded it and wrote it, as is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. Now, I want to tell you something. In the Amplified, it says, as it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. Now listen, held in relative disregard in comparison with my feelings for Jacob. That's what it says. What does he mean? He says, my feelings toward Jacob was more friendlier, because Jacob at least honored my gift.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen.
God did not, and I'm not trying to speak for God, like I'm just going to have to read his word, and this is what he said. He said what he meant what he said.
Yes,
but I don't believe that God would hate him in the regard as a person. I believe he hated the way he handled his bliss, his blessing.
Yes, amen.
Now, go if you would, please. Now, in Romans 9:13, in the Amplified, what does that give reference to for this verse?
Malachi
chapter 1. So let's go there. Malachi chapter 1. The blessing is on me. Prospering, anointing. I'm trying to find it again. The prospering anointing that causes me to succeed. I'm appointed unto increase. Failure's not for me. Hallelujah, the blessing is on me. Tell two or three folk, the blessing of God's on me. The blessing of God is on me. Malachi 1, verse 1, the burden of the word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi. I have loved you, saith the Lord, yet you say, wherein hast thou loved us? Verse 2, look what it says. Was not who?
Esau,
Jacob's brother, saith the Lord, yet I love Jacob. He's still stuck on that. 3, I hated Esau and laid his mountains and his heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness. Now listen to me. I'm going to read verse 4 in just a minute. I want you to understand something. People say, well, see there, God gives and God takes away. No, he don't. God gives.
Amen. Amen.
If God talks about that he was impoverished and things along that line, let me ask you this. How many of y'all besides me have ever missed God miserably and got into trouble?
Yes.
besides me. What happens? We get smacked around by the devil, not God. This is what happened to Esau. God did not smack Esau. God, he's firstborn, he has rights, he has privileges, and Esau despised the gift.
Amen.
Well, this set him up. The only way he's got to go now is by the sweat of his brow.
That's it.
Yeah. That is it. That's it. Without the blessing.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Amen. Verse 4. Whereas Edom said, we are what? How come? God's will. He fought the prosperity message. There's a denomination I grew up in, still preaching. I'll choose. This ain't live stream, is it?
No, sir.
Okay. But they desire money, but they don't believe in biblical prosperity.
Yes, sir.
So they push people to give, to support, to be able to do what they do. But yet there's a power called the blessing that has the ability to provide for all.
Yes.
Whereas Edom said, we are impoverished, but we will return and build a desolate place. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, they shall build, but I'll throw it down. They shall call them the border of wickedness and the people against whom the Lord hath indignation forever. Verse 5. And your eyes shall see and you shall say, the Lord will be magnified from the border of Israel. A son, verse 6. Now here we go. A son does what? And if then I be your
father,
tell me the rest. This is all in Malachi.
Amen.
Before you get to tithe and offerings, because they're stealing.
Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir.
And he said, wherein have we stole from you? He said, in tithes and offerings. But he said, if you just get back and understand some things, get into blessing, good flow and different things, he said, the windows of heaven be opened up.
Yep.
Now, we know in Malachi, God said he would open the windows, but in the new covenant, how many of you know when we get ready to give tithe and offering, Sally and I, we say things over our tithe.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord God, you brought us into our place, the land you promised, the promise of land of prosperity, victory, health. And we'll say things like that over our tithe because how many of you know the windows are opened up here in the new covenant on this side of the veil by our mouth.
Yes.
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 Amen.
Right? So then he says, son honoreth his father, servant his master. If I then be a father, where is my honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear? Or may I say reverence or respect?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Saith the Lord of hosts unto you, O priest that despise my name. He's after that again. And you say, wherein have we despised thy name? You offered polluted bread upon my altar. You say, wherein have we polluted thee? In that you say, the table of the Lord is contemptible. And if you ought to... If you offer the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? And if you offer the lame and the sick, is it not evil? Offer it now unto your governor and see if he likes it.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Amen. I mean, they got him on a roll, buddy. He's a going to it. Amen. Be like Job. I answered once, and that was wrong. I'll put my hand on my mouth, and I ain't saying nothing. Verse 9. And now I pray you beseech God that he will be gracious unto us. This hath been by your means. Will he regard your person, saith the Lord of hosts. Now, go if you would please to Hebrews chapter 12. Tell somebody as you go into Hebrews 12, you know, I believe I'll choose to believe in the prosperity message. Amen. Tell them, I might not know all about it, but I'll believe it. I'll believe it. I'll believe it myself. Hebrews chapter 12. Let's read verse 15 through 17. King James. Well, yeah, that'll be fine. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled, lest there be any fornicator or profane person as who? Who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. This is in the book of Hebrews. God's still talking about it. I want my name, if there's anything being recorded, I do not want it to be recorded like that. Yeah, Ricky was a good preacher, but he fought me on prosperity the whole time he's on planet Earth. I tried and tried to take care of him, but he struggled, couldn't pay for stuff, always asking people for money, but he was a good preacher about other stuff. Boy, he never would. I don't want that wrote in the scriptures.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Amen. Yeah, amen. Yes,
sir. Verse 17, for you know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was what? Now, can you pull up verse 17 in the Amplified? For you understand that later on, when he wanted to regain title. Please look at that. When he wanted to regain title to his inheritance of what?
The blessing.
Too late. You sold it. Not us, though. If we've been ignorant about prosperity, all we got to do is ask God to forgive us. God, I've been stupid. I ask you to forgive me. I want to see more about the blessing and biblical prosperity. Reveal to me, show me, talk to me, help me, and I'll walk in it. Amen. So then, verse 23. To the general assembly and church of the firstborn. Look, two people and tell them, I'm of the church of the firstborn. I got firstborn rights.
Amen.
Everything the Father has is mine.
Everything.
Now go to Proverbs 10:22, please. Glory to God. Proverbs 10:22. How many of y'all found out that when you start seeing this stuff, it don't mean the devil will leave you alone. He will still come after you. But how many of you know, we know it ain't coming from God when trouble comes. Amen. Proverbs 10:22. It says in the King James, and we'll read in the Amplified, it says, the blessing of the Lord, the blessing, maketh rich, and he what? Now in the Amplified, the blessing of the Lord, it makes truly rich, and neither used to, you know, if we got tight financially, we'd sell some of the toys or do something, or if we needed to, we'd get another job.
Yes, sir.
But we found out that in the blessing, if I need increase, tolling should not have to increase.
Amen. Yes, sir. Amen.
You say, well, what is tolling? Tolling, now, what confuses folk about the blessing? I need my wife to explain some things about it. Like God gave us some things, businesses, but then when people didn't show up or whatever, we still had to go. Remember when you was explaining that about how we still had to work? And people get confused. They think, well, the blessing means I don't have to work no more. She told us this morning, you don't work, you don't eat. You got to put your hand to something. Amen. More than a bag of tater chips.
Amen.
So we would go and we would work. And people's like, well, how come you have to go down there? Because nobody showed up.
Yes, sir.
Are you with me? Okay, go to Luke 5. Go to Luke 5. Okay, verse 1. It says, what time is it? It don't say that, I'm asking that. Verse 5. It says, and it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two ships standing by the lake, so they're down there a little ways. Fishermen were out of them. What are they doing? Washing their nets, because they've been fishing all night, correct? He entered into one of the ships, which is Simon's, prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land so there would be amplification, his voice carry on the water. Because these people are pressing on him, says in verse 1. And he taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out in deep, let down your nets for a what? Drawth, or a big catch. Simon answered and said unto him, tell me, what did Simon say? Peter. Now you're getting what toiling is. It's work without a word.
Yes, amen. Amen.
If you get to a financial place and you need help financially, you ask God to lead you. If God said, get another job, you've got the word of God on it. You can go do that. But if God says, I need you to do this or I need you to do that, see, working by the sweat of your brow will require rowing, throwing the net, dragging it in, and cleaning the fish. But the anointing or blessing will require rowing the boat, throwing the net, dragging it in, and cleaning the fish. They both require work, but one has an endowment upon it.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. And it's called the blessing. So go to, you know, Galatians 3:13. She read it this morning. Christ redeems the curse of law. Well, let's go over there. I'll tell you what he told me personally. And I think we shared it here before. We'll share it again. Galatians 3:13. He got after me and he said this to me. He said, Ricky, you're always so excited. Tell everybody you're redeemed from the curse of the law. Threefold. Spiritual death, sickness or disease, poverty and lack. He said, you're so excited about it. But he said, you never do tell them what you're redeemed to.
Amen.
He said, you just make sense on you're redeemed from.
Yes. Amen.
As a child of God. You are redeemed from. But he said, may I ask you, what are you redeemed to? Amen. Through the shed blood. Yes. As being now a child of God.
Amen.
I said, okay. He said, through being born again, he said, Abraham obeying me, there were some things that he did that was counted to him for righteousness. But he said, your righteousness, according to 2 Corinthians 5:21, for he hath been made to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we through his Second Corinthians 5:21. We can pull it up. For he who knew no sin, no, that's the wrong one. I'm confused on that. They'll pull it up. 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he had made him be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be what?
Made righteous.
Now I have a question. When were you and me made righteous? Thank you. When we were saved. Can we get any more righteous? But we can learn how righteousness acts and lives.
Amen.
To a greater measure.
Amen.
Okay. When was we made righteous? When we got born again. So what were you made righteous to? the blessing. This ain't available to everybody. Everybody else is going to have to do it the hard way. Do you remember the guy that he was a good steward? Or he was a steward. He wasn't a good one. And he wasn't been good, and it's in Luke. And his master found out he was doing stuff, so he said, I'm going to be thrown out. And he said, I don't want to get a cardboard sign and stand on the street, and I don't want to have to get a job.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Remember? That's what he said. And he said, he went and found a guy that owed his master like 100 something or another for food, and he said, write down 80 and another guy a certain amount. And Jesus is telling this.
Yeah.
And he said, he praised the unjust steward because in his system, he knew how to work it.
Yes.
And he said he was more smarter than the children of light.
Yes, sir.
Because they get saved and still try to function on earth from the system they come out of.
Yes, sir.
They don't even catch the revelation of how to live in the kingdom of God by the blessing of God. Don't know if I'm helping y'all to preach myself happy up in here. All right, so he said, Ricky, you're always excited. And I was. And he wasn't trying to bust my bubble, but he was trying to get me to see something.
Yes, sir.
So, I've been redeemed from, but also to.
So that
my wife brought out this morning, NLT. So that the same, I don't want Abraham's blessing. The same blessing that God gave Abraham that made him rich. And when Lot got took captive, he had enough servants in his household. He armed 400 young men that was in his household, armed them, built swords, and went and whooped a whole nation and brought them back.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. And then Melchizedek, or whatever his name was, Cheezedek, whatever, met him, and he says, you know, I'd like to give you some stuff. He said, no, I appreciate it. But he said, let nobody say, you made me rich. God made me rich. God made me rich by the blessing. By the blessing. By the blessing he made me rich.
Amen.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now go to Deuteronomy 8, please. I ain't going to talk against my provision. People say stuff like, well, just how many houses do you need? I really don't need any, but the blessing just keeps producing them. I could live in a tent, but I don't want to.
Amen.
I could live in a shack. I don't want to.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If we're going to show the people of God what our daddy looks like, we need to set some kind of example that people want to come up to.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. You can ask my wife. People say, oh, you go to that rich church. Thought, yeah, say on.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
God has made us rich.
Yes, he has.
You say, well, how much that qualify? That means a full supply.
Yes.
Whenever we need something, he's got it. Glory to God.
Yes, amen.
You know, we'll sing songs and cry. Some sweet day we're going to get to heaven and streets are gold and gates are pearl. That oyster that laid out was a whopper. And all this stuff, and the foundation is all this stuff. And you ought to listen to Jesse Duplantis about Close Encounters of the God Kind.
Yes,
there's a whole group of people that cannot go into the city of God because they never would really believe in the prosperity of God.
Hallelujah. Yes,
They're in heaven.
Yes.
Heaven's a planet.
Yes, it is.
It's got mountains, yes, trees, and streams.
Hallelujah.
I'll be glad to be there.
Yes.
But our mansion, mine and Sally's,
yes,
is on Prosperity Avenue,
yes,
next to Joy Lane. Glory,
yes,
to God. But it's in the city of our God.
Yes.
I don't want no cabin on the back 40.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir.
When Brother Keith went to heaven, he went there and the Lord allowed some things for him to see his dad. And there's several things that Brother Keith's cliches that he says. What's the answer to 1,001 questions? He said he was up there walking with his dad and they was going, and there were people working on stuff. And he said they go by and they say, yep, the question to 1,001 questions is to be led. People in heaven working.
Yes,
man. Oh, I'm sorry. Say it again.
The answer
to 1,001 questions, be led. They are all hearing the messages we're still preaching because they're being played in heaven if it's the Word of God.
Amen.
It's a planet.
Yes, sir.
And whatever we do here determines what we get to do over there.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't want to be found fighting,
yes, sir,
against the way God lives.
Amen.
Amen. Let me come over here. Have you ever read how God lives?
Yes, sir.
There's angels that are so dressed to a T.
Yes, sir.
And in their heads, there's jewels.
Yes, sir.
And there's eyes
all
the way around.
Yes, sir.
There's diamonds and rubies. And attire. And one of them will be just, they'll be around the throne of God. And one of them will holler, glory! And they'll jump up and fly around the throne. Glory to God! Glory to God!
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God forgive me for living so low.
Yes, sir.
But help me.
Yes, sir.
See how to live here in preparation to be ready to live over there.
Yes,
amen. Whew. Deuteronomy 8, please. I already did, Brother Steve, but ask my wife what it means when I look at my watch. Out of habit. That way people feel better. They're like, oh, at least he looked at the watch. I know it's getting late, but he looked. Deuteronomy 8:17. How many of y'all had dads that were good dads? How many of y'all had some dad that wasn't so good? And you don't need, but okay. Don't ever look at your heavenly Father,
yes, sir,
based upon your earthly father.
Amen.
I mean, you know, Sally and I, you know, I made some mistakes raising our kids. But you know what? Our heart was right in the regard of it. But I'm so glad it didn't affect them to ever feel bad toward God.
Yes.
He's a good father.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Now, Deuteronomy 8:17, can you get that in the message? Thank you, Brother Clinton. If you start thinking to yourself, I did all this,
yes,
all by myself, I'm rich, it's all mine. Well, think again.
Yes.
Here we go with God. Remember that God,
your God,
make it more personal.
My
God, my Father, you, sir, gave me the strength. Now I say power, ability. King James says power.
Yes, sir.
Dunamis. To do what?
Produce.
Remember, I taught this here a long time ago.
Yes.
You remember where it says the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just?
Yeah.
I was sitting around waiting for somebody to bring me a sack full of money, and God says, this ain't happening.
No.
You remember my wife talking about that when people get a lot of money without ever developing, learning, that they can't keep it.
Yes, sir.
And it brings destruction. 3 John 2 says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou prosper and be in health to what?
Even as thy soul prospers.
To the same degree you're prospering in your soul.
Yes.
So what happens, quick, rich wealth gets beyond the prosperity of someone's soul, and they don't know how to manage it and keep it. Remember that God, your God, gave you, me, make it more personal, me, gave us the strength to do what? To produce. Everybody say produce.
Produce.
Tell somebody it's going to involve work.
It'll involve work.
But it'll be by the anointing. Not the sweat of my brow. I'll sweat. I'll sweat.
Yes, sir.
But it won't be my labor that brought it. It will be labor under the blessing.
Amen.
To produce all this wealth. Why, God? So that I can keep my covenant and my promise as it is to this day. Is it still available?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Amen. Go to Matthew 11, please. Glory to God. Everybody say, produce wealth. Glory to God. Ooh. Glory. I sounded like Crocodile Dundee in the woods, didn't I? Amen. Glory to God. Don't know if you can see it, but the glory of God's in here. Now, it shows up when we're talking about healing, too. But he's in here tonight about prosperity. Glory to God. Now, Matthew 11, let's read verse 29 and 28, 30 out of the King James first. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor. Well, that'd be us.
Yes, sir.
And are what?
Heavy laden.
And what?
Amen.
Give you rest. Take what? And? Now, let's stop right there. What did he say? Take my yoke upon you and now, how many of y'all have been yoked up with poverty? There's more month left than there is check. How many of y'all been yoked up with sickness? Depression. Struggles. People become accustomed to living with that yoke. When we got saved, he broke by the anointing,
yes,
that stuff. But many people will go back underneath the trace chains of that yoke.
Yes.
They don't want to hear about biblical prosperity, and they will yoke back up with poverty,
yes,
or lack, or
yes,
just enough.
Yes.
The children of Israel, when they left Egypt and they saw the works of God, they finally got to a place called Kadesh Barnea, Egypt. Pharaoh being a type of Satan, Egypt being a place of the world.
Yes.
And they crossed the Red Sea and they got to Kadesh Barnea. The grass was good. And there in Kadesh Barnea, you remember, that their clothes didn't wear out for 40 years.
Right. Yeah.
Manna fell from heaven every day.
Yeah.
So there's supernatural provision, but it is never abundance.
Yes.
It is only just enough. If you gathered more manna than what your family could eat in a day, except for the eve of the Sabbath, when you got up next morning, there was worms.
Yes, sir.
In it.
Yes, sir.
So you could never have more. You had
Amen.
One outfit.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir. That was it.
That's all. How many of y'all got more than 15, 20 outfits and 30, 40 pair of shoes and all in multiple cars for different seasons. You got car, Corvette. We got Corvettes, or not Corvettes, convertibles and stuff for when it's warm.
Yeah. Amen.
And then we got big motorcycles when it's warmer. And then we got ones that with four-wheel drive when it's snowing. And so what it is you get to a point where you're like, I kind of like having more than just a car.
Yeah.
More than just a house. More than just having some of the pain in my body gone. Let's go where we don't have no pain no more. Let's go where we're not lacking. That there's way more money now than there is month. Now we can start helping some other folks. Amen. Are you with me? But see, I don't remember how many tribes. I believe there were seven that went into Canaan's land. Five come, and they've been there 10 years, and they told Joshua, when do we get our inheritance?
Yeah.
And he said, if you want more, go get more.
Yes, sir.
And they're already in Canaan.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
The other group chose to stay, got stuck in the land of just enough. We see this in churches a lot of times.
Yes,
a group of them will start hearing this, and they finally get where their bills are paid and different things, and they're excited. And how many know that's wonderful?
Yes, sir.
But don't stop there.
Don't stop. Amen.
Don't stop there.
Amen.
There's more.
Yes, sir.
There's a land flowing with milk and honey.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And so they got in Kadesh Barnea. Nobody's the clothes they had for 40 years, same outfit. Shoes didn't wear out. People get all excited. I want a new pair of shoes about every 6 months.
Yes, sir.
Amen. My wife, I don't know how many pair you got. Nah. Amen. Overflow.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. And stuff and different things. And so people like, well, does it take all of that? No. We get to enjoy all of that. So they said, we'll just stay here. They chose.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And God says, well, if you just cross the river.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And they did cross it once and went over and fought. And God said, tell you what, if y'all will go help the rest of the tribes to go get the land, Canaan's, he said, then you can go back into the land of just enough and it will not be held against you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You ever read it? It's in Numbers.
Yes, sir.
And you can live there the rest of your days.
Yes, sir.
Because I know you're used to Egypt. You're so thrilled now that you're not in bondage, and you do at least have a place. But there's no abundance.
No, sir. No.
There's just enough every evening.
Yes, sir.
Stuff like that. He said, you go help them. So they went into prosperity, overflow, and helped them and saw all of it and still chose. To go live in the land of just enough.
Yes.
Tell two or three folks sitting around you, I ain't satisfied with just enough.
I'm not satisfied with just enough.
I believe I want the whole hog.
I want the whole hog.
You know what I'm talking about that? Not talking about the blessing of God as a hog, but I want the whole thing.
Yes, sir.
The whole thing.
Amen. Yes,
sir. So Jesus says, you've become accustomed to living under a heavy laden or a yoke.
Yes.
But when you come to me, what's he say? What did he say? Take my yoke.
Yes.
And what?
Learn
of me. Tell two people, I got to learn this new way of living. Under the yoke of Jesus. So, you there, Matthew?
Yes, sir.
So what did he say? Come unto me, all ye that are labor, heavy laden, I'll give you rest. 29. Take my yoke and tell two or three folk, if you don't mind, I'm going to need to learn how to function, flow, work under his yoke. We become accustomed. 40-hour week. There was a period with our salary with the church. I don't know how many years we went without any kind of increase. Do you know? 10 years that we never changed the salary of our salary that we get from the church. And our board members, all we need to do is just tell them, and they would agree, and then they do it. And they said something to us. They said, what are you doing? We said, we have discovered that if we get to looking at a salary, it puts a ceiling on stuff.
Yes.
And we did 4 times more. Three. We did 3 times over our salary through the blessing.
Amen.
To prove it.
Amen.
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 But you have to learn this new way of living.
Amen.
And Jesus will teach us. Take my yoke upon me, upon you, and what?
Learn
of me. And then what's he say? You shall find rest to your souls. 30. For my yoke is easy, and
my burden is light.
The Living Bible for this verse says, wear my yoke. For it fits perfectly, and let me teach you how to function, flow, and work under it. New way of living. I found a new way of living. I found a new life divine. Huh? I have the fruit of the Spirit. Been led by the Holy Ghost all the time. Prospering and increasing by the blessing of the Lord. I enjoy this living. It is fun, don't you adore?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir.
But you have to be taught.
Yes, sir.
By God.
Yes, sir.
Now, I mean, no, we do need to work.
Yes, sir.
We do need to work. Can you go one more place and we'll stop? Is it okay?
Yes.
We go one more place? Okay. Go to 1 Chronicles. First Chronicles chapter 21, please. We'll stop with this one. First Chronicles chapter 21. He says, remember David did a censor and there's some difficulty going on in the nation of Israel. People are dying, different things. And David says, I need to offer something to God. And so it picks up here in about verse 21. It says, and as David came to Onar, Ornan looked and saw David and went out of the threshing floor and bowed himself to David with his face to the ground. Everybody say reverence and respect.
Reverence and respect.
Then David said to Ornan, grant me the place of this threshing floor, that I may build an altar therein unto the Lord, and thou shalt grant it me for what?
Full price.
Full price, that the plague may be stayed from the people. And Ornan said unto David, no, just take it. Take it unto thee. Let my lord the king do that which is good in his eyes. Lo, I give thee the oxen also for burnt offerings, the threshing instruments for wood, the wheat for the meal offering. I just give it all. When people don't understand how to honor and respect God, they will take something that's been given to them, and then they will give it to God.
Yes, sir.
Say it again, honey.
Didn't cost them nothing.
Yes, sir. If it's not valuable to you, it won't be valuable to God. We encourage people when, if there's someone that has in our community a fire or something, don't take stuff that she was going to give to Goodwill or
yes,
something.
Sir. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Amen. Now, if it's the best you have and you give it, then that's good.
That's good. Yes, sir. Amen.
But if it's something that you was going to throw away,
come yes. On. Yeah.
Then that's exactly what you're going to reap back.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
David had enough sense. He said, "Sir, I appreciate it, Orne," but he said, "If it don't cost me nothing,
yes, sir. Amen.
I can't respectfully give that to you. If it wasn't valuable to me, how do I expect it to be valuable to you?"
Yes.
How many know, really and truly, how many of you believe besides me, the streets in the city of God, all of them are streets of gold.
Yes, sir.
That's the walled city.
Yes, sir.
Not the planet. That's the walled city. It's 1,000, I think it's just, I forgot the dimensions of it. It's 1,000 miles square or something like that. But that's the city of God, something like that. About right? Okay. There's enough gold to build all the streets where God lives. And if his streets are gold, I wonder what the throne room looks like. So we're not going to really impress God by giving a $1,000 check. But if it's a very valuable $1,000 to you, it all of a sudden becomes very valuable to him.
Yes,
amen.
That's why the woman with the two mites.
Yes. Yes.
Penny or whatever it was.
Yes, sir.
Jesus said, guys, she gave more than all the rest of you.
Yes,
you know why? Because
right.
They just gave out of their abundance. They're like, we'll just give $400 or $500.
Yes, sir.
They had plenty. They had a wad.
Yes, sir.
But this lady, it's all she had, so it's valuable to her. All of a sudden, it now becomes valuable to God.
Yes, sir. Amen. Yes,
amen. When you see God in respect like this and in honor, he in turn will honor you.
Yes.
He will find the best deals. He
yes.
will find the best positions.
Amen.
He will see about increase for you.
Yes.
Because you're honoring him. He says, now I'm obligated
Amen.
To honor you.
Yes.
But when we're disrespectful and irreverent, he's under no obligation
no.
to help us.
No. Amen.
Let's stand. Whew. Glory. The Lord has helped us tonight. Glory to God. Can you pull up Romans 1:11? Please. Whew. Hallelujah. Paul talked about, he said, I long to see you that I may do what? Impart unto you some spiritual gift. So that why? So look at two people and say, my end is going to look different.
Based on impartations.
What is impartations? It's things. How many know? Everybody in here has enough sense to know. No human can heal.
Yes, sir.
We appreciate doctors through medicine stuff. But only God and the Lord Jesus can heal.
Yes, sir.
People can help and different, but how many know? We know where our help and our source comes from. It is the Lord God Almighty. The anointing, no man possesses, but it can flow through a man or woman by God to other people. But the source is God. The impartations that are able to come are by God. They don't come from that man or woman. Right?
Right.
Sally and my inn was going to look like a 1,500 square foot house or 800 square foot house, used cars, struggling. But God put us around people if we would pay attention to and listen to the message. And then they begin to lay hands on us at times. And now our end looks different.
Amen.
When we get ready to go, it will look way different. So tonight, me and her, we're going to lay hands on folk. This has to do with prosperity. We cannot give you prosperity. You have to choose to believe it. But as surely as if you were sick and there was a healing anointing, we was just in a meeting in one of our churches in Texas last week, and a man was there that had stomach cancer, and he let us know, went back to the doc, it's all gone. Well, I mean, no, we couldn't do that.
Amen.
We ought to have enough sense to know, let's all just thank God. But that came through the healing anointing, through us into him. But we didn't heal him. We can't make you prosperous. But there is a prosperous anointing according to Deuteronomy 8. If you desire for us to lay hands upon you, come. Now, if you want to stay poor, don't get in this line. And it'll take the leadership of God. It'll take him letting you know what to do. One of the fast, and if there's more than we can do in one line, we'll do another line. We'll get everybody that desires. One of the fastest ways to get started on this is just like David. David said to that guy, "You were very gracious, sir."
Yes, sir.
But listen, if it was free to me, it won't mean nothing to God. I'm going to give you something that carries value with me. And God, I'll tell the story really fast. You remember the lady at the community well?
Yes, sir.
What did God tell the prophet when he was by the brook before it dried up? He said, "I've commanded." See, most people think he went over there to sustain that widow woman. No, he asked her to sustain the prophet.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
See, they thought, well, that God sent the prophet over there to take care of her.
No.
It don't work that way.
No,
God
sir.
Had to get something, at least something from the lady,
yes,
so that he could start doing something for the lady.
Yes, sir.
She fed the prophet, and the barrel mill stayed the whole time for the lady and the boy and the prophet throughout the whole drought.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Amen.
So, determine what is something that's valuable to you. It could be a fishing pole.
Amen.
Seriously.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
It could be a really nice pair of shoes. I want you to understand it's something that was valuable to you.
Yes, sir.
And you ask God about it. I would be watching your pastors.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
You know. That's really a good place to start sowing into, being around, because they believe in this stuff.
Yes.
And we're going to pay this building off.
We're
going to pay this building plumb
yes,
off. Paid for. You say, well, we just ought to get out of debt. No. We just want to have it paid for.
Yes.
Not wrong to borrow money. God led us into doing that this way with the building, Pastor Tim Barr. It's not wrong. But how many know? We're going to pay this thing
yes,
off.
We are.
And it's going to come through us, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. You say, well, all I can do is a dollar. If you take a dollar and you're in debt, then God will be obligated to start paying your stuff off.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Let's start right here. Father God, we thank you for the blessings. Your blessing. It is an endowment. It is a power. It is actually an anointing. We thank you for insight, revelation, things that flow from your throne by the Holy Ghost in agreement with your precious word. We'll never fight prosperity ever again. But we thank you, Father. We don't know it all, but we thank you for what you have revealed. We rejoice in it.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. Glory to God. So as we prepare to lay hands upon this whole group,
yes, sir.
This body of believers, it's different.
Hallelujah.
It's different. Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Glory to God. Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Oh, I found a new way of living. I found a new life. Divine. No more sweating and a toiling, but living by the divine. Say, I'm living a new way. I'm living a new way. In Jesus' name. Prosperous. Glory to God. Prosperous in every way. Ready? Yeah. Prosperous. Glory to God. Ma'am, you'd listen to every word. Take that. Glory to God. Hi, girls, boys. Bless. Jesus. Will not shove you. Amen. Say it with me. A new way.
A new way.
A new way of living.
A new way of living.
I'm coming out.
I'm coming out.
From the old way.
From the old way.
Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Blessed be God. We can take a couple here, a couple there, a couple three. Hallelujah. Glory. You guys have grabbed the message. I'm not scared of it. Father, we thank you. Living in the land of not enough to just enough. And we thank you for the land of abundance. In the mighty name of Jesus. Abundance. You good? Hallelujah. You're looking better.
Yes, I am. I look good at the heels.
You sure do, sister. How you doing? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ready? Amen. Glory to God. Bless your name, Father. Abundance. Abundance. Glory to God. Yeah. Abundance. In Jesus' mighty name. Howdy, sir. You?
Yeah.
Okay. Hallelujah. Step right up here. Yeah. We thank you, Father God, for abundance. Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Whew. Lord, teach us. Show us under this yoke. Abundance. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'll tell you two. You're running really close with them. And the hunger. And the willingness to at least look. So Father, we thank you for abundance. Lord, we know just because it don't happen overnight. But oh, thank God, it's happening. It's happening. Glory to God. Yeah. Abundance. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just from the conversation, I thank you, Father God, from what I know naturally. But now I say by the Spirit, by the unction, the acceleration of accumulation of things is now has begun. Glory to God. Yeah! Oh, yes, we got one right here. Smack her real good. You are so fun. Whew, hallelujah. Oh, I found a new way of living. I found a new life divine. No more sweating and toiling. Living by the grace divine. We thank you. New way of living. New way of living.
Abundance.
Abundance. Glory. God. Abundance. Glory to God. Abundance. Hey.
Abundance. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Miss Darley, which way? Oh, yes. Glory to God. Oh, blessed be God. Jesus' name. Yeah. Yeah. Glory. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to be taught, aren't we? By the Master. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Well, how many of y'all was blessed? Hallelujah. Thank God for his, for the anointing, for the mantle that, excuse me, I was talking.